From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Gia Billy reporting. Two senior members of the Trump administration are in Mexico. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Homeland Security Jack Kelly are visiting Mexico amid concerns about Washington's crackdown on illegal immigration. Mr. Tillerson arrived first, a day after new guidelines for building a wall along the two countries' border were announced. The wall is aimed at slowing the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Prior to visiting Mexico, Mr. Kelly met with Guatemalan officials. He delivered a message to those thinking about illegal entry.
My advice is to not take the risk with your own life or the life of your precious children to make this very, very dangerous journey.
He added, if you're Guatemalan and considering paying a lot of money to a smuggler to come to the U.S., the money will be wasted. The latest round of UN-sponsored talks on Syria's future are taking place in Geneva. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura was asked on Wednesday if he expected a breakthrough to end the nearly 6 years of war.
Am I expecting a breakthrough? No, I'm not expecting a breakthrough. But I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
The UN diplomat said those working to end the bloodshed are trying to outpace what he called the spoilers bent on derailing the process. These are the first political talks involving the Syrian government and opposition in nearly a year. Zubair Iqbal with the Middle East Institute said a lot has changed since then.
Syria is now a different ballgame. And the United Nations and the UN representative is standing still in its old place. That particular organization hasn't moved. It is becoming increasingly irrelevant.
This is VOA News. The U.S. federal government has rescinded guidelines allowing transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching their gender identities. The Department of Justice and the Department of Education issued a joint letter Wednesday to the nation's schools overruling a directive issued last year by the Obama administration. The letter said it must be up to individual states to make that decision, not the federal government. Transgender rights advocates staged a protest in front of the White House hours after the decision was announced. Mara Kiesling is the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality.
They are really worried that they're going to go to school tomorrow. They're going to be bullied. These are kids who have to go to school all the time, worried about being bullied by other kids, being bullied sometimes even by educators. And now they have to worry about the Attorney General of the United States and the President of the United States bullying them. It's just not okay.
The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide and is now the leading cause of global disability. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The numbers mark an 18% increase over a 10-year period. Dan Chisholm is health systems advisor in the WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and a lead author of the report. He says depression is a disorder that can affect anyone at any point in that person's life.
If you look at the prevalence of different disorders around the world and you look at the disability that is associated with them, if you combine those together, depression ends up at the top of the list.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it.
Famine is already a reality in parts of South Sudan. Unless we act now, it is only a matter of time until it affects other areas and other countries.
The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and northeastern Nigeria on the brink of famine within the next 6 months. The UN chief explained a staggering $4.4 billion is needed by the end of March, with more than $5.6 billion for the year. U.S.-backed Iraqi security forces have entered Mosul's main airport Thursday. The airport is a major stronghold of the extremist Islamic State group. The security forces, federal police, and counterterrorism units stormed a facility and a nearby military base earlier today. I'm Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.